K-State Nation, what up? Eddie Greer for another edition of Purple Project Podcast, all things Kansas State. Happy Friday night as I'm recording this, December 8th, 2023. I'm recording this actually ahead of a couple of Flint Hills basketball games. Man, I am exhausted. Another exhausting week comes to an end in another trip to KC in the works. It's already in the works, but for tomorrow, so got that going on. And in between all that, going to hop on into Flint Hills Christian School, do a couple of games here, and then, yep, KC tomorrow, and then finally, not traveling day on Sunday. Of course, Purple Project Podcast. For those of you new to the pod, all things Kansas State, before I get carried away, I apologize about that. All things K-State, those of you that have been with us, really, from the fall, I know it's been consistent, but appreciate your patience and your support throughout the fall semester as it's about to come to a close with the Christmas holiday and, of course, 2024 around the corner as well. And speaking of 2024, right? Avery Johnson, right? And I have snuck in, of course. Last week, we were kind of incognito with podcast episodes. This week, I've snuck in a couple, so if you missed out on any of those, please go check that out on the Purple Project Podcast feed. Yeah. So Avery Johnson, I'm going to come on here real quick. Talk Avery Johnson. He made it. I have not gone on it. I've been in the present. as one of my best friends told me earlier this week, be in the present. So I've not been on KC social media that much, except for, of course, Naquan news and the Colin Klein news and Avery Johnson, related to Colin Klein. Colin Klein taking the A&M offensive coordinator position a couple of days ago, thinking, well, what about Avery Johnson? What he's going to do? Well, he's been committed. Obviously, his child college team, favorite team, what do you want to really call it that, right? Was K-State. And he made an Instagram /X post, formerly known as Twitter, went on and reestablished himself to the fans that he's going to stay put here in Manhattan, Kansas. And look, I probably should have known better, but I had to put it out there, you know, on this podcast. You know, what about it? You know, we're in a society now. Again, I talked about one of my good friends who I hope to have on this podcast actually here. If it's not in a couple weeks, it's definitely going to be the beginning of next year. He talked about, you know, the transfer portal being terrible, being the worst thing possible for these students. And it is. It's very bad. It's become pretty much automatic. If you don't get your way, boom, done in a transfer portal, right? And we've seen it all over college, all over where it's basketball, baseball, football. Football is being in between bowl games. Not even the bowl. You don't even have to wait till the bowl game's over. you know what I mean? So Avery Johnson reestablished himself to the fans saying, no, I'm here for the long haul. So you don't get that anymore. You do not get that anymore in this new age of college athletics. Do you have loyalty, right? And look, shout out to Jake Rubley for trying to stick it out. But, you know, at least he was here long enough to say, okay, this is not my time, right? Because Avery, you know, the number one player of the state last year, you knew he was going to get all his quarterbacks, you know. Laura, also, you already know Will Howard's in the transfer portal still. But he has the opportunity to go to test the NBA draft possibly, so we're keeping an eye on that. But he knew his time was up at K-State as well. Well, unfortunately there for him. So, yeah, I mean, you have to wonder to yourself here why, you know, who question people's loyalty nowadays. You know, you never know what you're going to get from players. And, yeah, Phillip Brooks, I don't understand that. You come back for an extra year and you don't finish it out. You're going, yeah, I didn't know about that until listening to a recent episode of the 3 Mob Pod. They put out something related to they talked about the Colin Klein situation as well. And, yeah, shameless plug, but we are a part of the K-State family of podcasts, including the Purple Project Podcast. I know there's other Derek Young, much closer to the team, and Fitz and those guys on the Power Cat Podcast over there as well. And there's also a couple others as well. I know, Like I said, I'm exhausted, so I can't I don't know what I know. That's a popular one. I can't think of it right now. Acuville Alley Cats, they are also pretty much like us as well. They cover everything as well. So definitely make sure you add us to that list as well if you have not already. Alex Aiden, my co-host for the pod, reaction football season this year. I had to change things up due to changes with my computer, so had to adjust on the fly. He'll be back. Don't worry. Y'all miss him, Alex Aiden. He'll be back next week. We got a big pod coming with him and, of course, one of our favorite returnees, Keelan Valentine, former K-State running back. He'll be with us, joining me for a triple pod next week to focus on football and look ahead to the NC State Pop-Tarts Bowl. Opponent NC State for the Pop-Tarts Bowl in Orlando in a couple of weeks. But yeah, so Avery Johnson there. Yeah, so finish my thought on Phillip Brooks before I wrap this podcast with this. Yes, I gotta go in there. Yes, I am recording. Hey, everybody, you gotta do this sometimes. I am in my car parked at FHCS, Flint Hills Christian School, getting ready for the last games of the fall semester for the Warriors girls and boys varsity basketball team. But anyways, and oh, by the way, this ain't going to be out until sometime tomorrow morning, so it's going to be moot points. So, H195, I will, for the winter, once again, I'm also trying to figure out getting myself situated as well. Got some things to take care of on the personal side. So, once I have all that figured out by the end of this month and things settled in, then I will bring you some postcast of the Flint Hills Christian School basketball games, which I'll still do that this weekend. Don't worry about that, because it's going to be basketball heavy on this podcast. K-State has LSU on the men's side on the road tomorrow. Women here in Manhattan, Kansas, taking on Missouri, former Big 12 foe. You got FACS tonight here. Yeah, that's pretty much it right here. But yeah, so yeah, Phillip Brooks. Let's finish this. Phillip Brooks. I'm so ADD right now. Phillip Brooks. Yeah, I had a question on it, and I heard that one from Derek Young and the guy. And it was the first time I heard of that. He could play in the bowl game. I just don't know about that. You come here and Phillip Brooks had a great season. He's one of the more consistent wide receivers for this team, and now he ain't gonna play in the bowl game. That's I can't make sense of that one, to be honest. That blindsided me for sure. Klein, not so much. I disagree with some of the more of the guys that are more closer to the team. I mean, you had to see this coming. I mean, last year he goes to Alabama, the Sugar Bowl opponent looked at him. So nowadays, I mean, look, Klein is a staple here in Manhattan, Kansas. It still is going to be a staple here in Manhattan, Kansas. No question about that, but you had to know. I mean, you can't say you're blindsided by that. I don't know about that. But look, maybe the A&M, maybe that, for me, probably a little bit, you know, threw me off slightly because, you know, turned down some heavy profile college teams for that. But A&M is still, as much as I hate to say it, still an SEC opponent. So he's going to the SEC, and he's doing what he's trying to do right now. So I fully respect that there as well. So Avery Johnson, fully respect this. Going to stay with K-State. Whoever the damn offensive coordinator is, yeah, it's going to stay tuned on your television sets or your podcast ears for more of that as well. But that's huge. See, sigh of relief. Avery Johnson, he ain't going nowhere. The star, if you want to say, the franchise of this program, the face of K-State for the next several years here, as obviously that, well, he made his college football debut earlier this year, and he made a big splash against Texas Tech, and now you can officially say, excuse me, in the bowl game, that the Avery Johnson era will officially begin at the Pop-Tarts Bowl in Orlando, Florida, against NC State. He'll have all the reps, obviously, and very anxious. Whoever the offensive coordinator, interim, or whatever it is, who's going to call the offensive plays, really, really interested to see how this all shakes out. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State, and get it wherever you get your podcast. That's going to wrap things up on this weekly edition, or daily edition of this podcast. Again, Eddie Greer, Pearl Project Podcast. We are free. We are free and available whenever we post content. We've been doing a pretty good job getting back into the flow this week. You're going to be hearing more of us here as we come to 2023, coming down in the stretch here. Basketball on tap this weekend. And big show next week. Cannot wait to catch up with my guys to talk more K-State football. I'm anxious to hear Keelan's take, along with, of course, my co-host Alex Aiden. That's going to wrap things up. Eddie Greer, Pro Project Podcast. Have a good weekend. We'll be back on here this weekend. Until then, go Cats. It's been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast.